Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Your weekly host, Patricia McDowell, and each week we discuss health and wellness, and we will guide you to the road to a better and healthy lifestyle with beneficial results. Guys, we have a terrific show scheduled just for today. At the top of the hour, we have a chiropractor whose name is Dr. Shamark. I hope I'm not, I know I'm messing up his name. And then at 5:30, we have Sandra Eagle, and she has some phenomenal works that she's going to work with us. So you're in really for a big, big treat. Now, as always, the Drive at 5 Live is sponsored by Artists International, and Artists International has a complete line of skincare, wellness products, as well as reshaping garments. An appointment with artists can change your life. Well, I don't want to waste any time because I see both of our guests are already on the line listening in. So we're going to take the first guest, and we'll begin our show. Hello, doctor. How are you?
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. I know I messed up your name, so please, for my
Dr. Ilya Simakovsky, and I want to thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you for accepting the offer, and I know that you're about to share some wonderful information with my listeners. I know a lot of people have heard about, you know, going to a chiropractor, but I don't think people really understand why they should go and when they should go see a chiropractor. So can you tell us a little bit about your practice? Why is your practice different, and why would someone come to visit and see you?
Thank you so much for being here. And you hit the nail on the head. A lot of people, especially in the Western medicine, misunderstand the principle of chiropractic and what it actually means, because we're so indoctrinated about treating the disease and getting rid of the symptoms, which of course we do as well, but the mentality of this, it's like catching the train which is running away from you. You know, if it's going too fast, you're never going to catch it. And the key to the true health is, of course, standing and waiting for the train to pull to the station. So prevention is absolutely essential in part of anybody's regimen of health. And that's where chiropractors excel, because disease, when it actually comes with symptoms, it's kind of the end result of sometimes months, sometimes years, of breakdowns in the body. And, you know, one thing you only have to do is to look at the television screen and see every 30 minutes or every 15 minutes, every 5 minutes, you get a commercial for some drug and or other. And there is, and of course, after you listen to it, you have to listen to all the side effects that drug causes. So we're completely indoctrinated in catching up. You know, it's okay. You get sick. You take these drugs, but then you look at all the symptoms that they cause themselves, and you go, "Oh my!" So doesn't make sense to try to avoid and prevent things like this from happening. And of course, the key to good health is a combination of healthy lifestyle, which includes good nutrition, exercise, good mental health, and maintenance of the body. And the main part of it, of course, maintenance of the nervous system, because nervous system is like a computer system of the body. You know, you have an automated factory. When you put your food in your mouth, it gets processed. The what's left gets out of the body, and the rest is an automated procedure which is regulated by nervous system. And when nervous system breaks down, we start getting different byproducts. Some of it is sickness, you know, and that's what chiropractors do. When I explain to the patient, I've been in practice 26 years, and
wow.
seen all types of conditions from allergies to headaches to back pain to. It's an amazing part when you see. I've had several women who couldn't get pregnant get pregnant because of the, when you clear processes in the body, you know, body begins to behave normally.
Mm-hmm.
And look at it as we are structural engineers of the body. If the medical doctor is a chemical engineer which introduces chemical substances to change chemistry, we are like structural engineers. We change the broken function of the body, make it function better. And because the spine is a protector of a nervous system, when things break down with the spine, it affects the central the nervous system, which then affects the rest of the body. So by fixing the spine, not only you get rid of pain in the back, but you actually allow brain to communicate better with the body, so you wind up with a better health. So this is how chiropractic can have a substantially deeper meaning for the body than just, get rid of my ache, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And very frequently you see people come with low back pain or mid back pain, and lo and behold, the constipation of 20 years goes away. Or with children, asthma disappears.
Wow.
You know, it's a common day occurrence. And I think that's why people misunderstand chiropractic, because we are sold on the myth that you only can help yourself with medicine. Whereas when your body is a self-repairing mechanism, if you give it a chance, it'll heal itself.
Mm.
And that's what we do. We open up the pathway for the body to communicate better, and then most of us use nutrition and exercise and counseling to get people to adapt a better, healthier lifestyles and fix nutritional deficiencies. And then your body becomes healthy, and not only you get rid of pain, you actually become healthier.
So you would recommend that the entire family should see a chiropractor, children as well?
Well, you explained to me this reason. Why entire family would go to a dentist and check their teeth and wouldn't take themselves to a chiropractor to check the spinal health. You know, the truth is you can't pull teeth out, but how are you going to pull the spine out? You know, you can't replace the teeth, you cannot check the spine. And therefore, yes, you know, especially children, because they get them checked in school by nurses, and they're really not trained to see minute changes. They see the major scoliosis and surgical cases, but they miss the minute things which are threatened to become bad. I can see where spine just, you know, thinking about going bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the public is not aware that the spinal cord is essential to their health. So,
mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we are the only one. Fortunately, we're the only one who trained to detect the abnormalities there.
How often, you know, once a person decides to go to a chiropractor, how often should they go to a chiropractor to have a spinal adjustment?
Well, it all depends, of course, on the state of their health. I mean, if they come to us already with a symptom, whether it's pain and inflammation, then of course it's like any rehabilitation treatment, it takes a period of time to fix them. Basically what we offer people, at least in my office, you come with a problem, we will work out a schedule where we fix your problem, and then what we offer is called wellness care, where we want to maintain your body. And generally people come anyway at times once every 3 weeks, once a month, for sort of like we call it tune-up, you know, of the body, because, you know, we check on, you know, how what are the nutritional health. I mean, is there any new things are developing? They receive what's called an adjustment, where the spinal joints are liberated, and we realign things in a proper functional alignment so that there is no hang-ups and inflammation developing. And that's basically for maintenance already of the health. Once you have a problem, you have a period of time which has beginning, has an end, where you take a problem at certain point in time and you bring it and you solve it to the best degree possible. So there is a beginning and end of chiropractic treatment. And then if people want to maintain health, that's entirely different aspect of care.
If someone is currently under a medical doctor's care,
mm-hmm.
Can they still come and seek your service at the same time?
Well, that's most often the case in my practice, because we work together with people, medical professionals, whatever they are, to try to give them the well-rounded care. Of course, you know, you need to check your heart, you need to check your internal organs, but again, central nervous system is a central to maintenance of those organs as well. So you do need to check your spine, and we always take the name of their primary physician. We take communication with them. If I need to communicate with the doctor, I have no problem of calling them and telling them what I'm doing, so that the patient winds up with a well-rounded care and information which is necessary for them to make best choices, because a lot of people go without having proper knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And the information is the key, of course, and we educate our people to act in their best interest, you know?
Mm-hmm. If someone has made an appointment to see you, is there a preparation that they have to prepare themselves before they see you, and is there a post preparation after they come and see you?
Yeah, well, they bring their broken bodies and pain to us, and we fix it. So that's all preparation they need. They just need to get themselves off their chair and make an appointment. There is nothing to fear. A lot of people are afraid. There is now and then there is a negative report which comes on the news regarding some or other case of things not working right. Listen, this is a medical procedure. All medical procedure carries a certain amount of risk, but chiropractic risk is so infinitesimal that our insurance, our malpractice insurance, is a small fraction of what medical doctors have to pay, because incident of anything happening with chiropractor is very rare. And the treatment is very safe. It produces good result, and so there is the fear is more sort of like a psychomatic type of fear of unknown, because the truth is I've adjusted my own children when they were born, from the first
wow.
day they came to this world, and
really,
yeah, and there are chiropractors who treat babies and nothing but babies, and it's extremely safe.
This is going to be really right, way off the chart. But you said babies. Do people treat animals?
Yeah, there are chiropractors who treat animals. I had one
really?
Teacher who was practicing in a rural area in Midwest. And he had practiced, and he told me one story which was amazing. He was called by this farmer whose cow was just sitting in the ground and refused to get up. And he told us this story that he came to this to this farm, and the poor cow was just sitting in the ground, refused to get up. So they use a special instrument, like sort of like a little mallet,
mm-hmm.
you know, to put the vertebra back into place. And he said that was one of the most gratifying experiences in his life. He adjusted the cow, and the cow gets off the ground, turns around, and licks his hands.
Oh, my goodness.
So you tell me that
wow.
the animals don't appreciate, don't have some kind of a thinking.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. It's interesting. I don't know if people know, but I used to dance, and many of the dancers would every so often go regularly to have the adjustments. And but for the ordinary person who's listening, you know, it's surprisingly, people really don't understand what it is that a chiropractor really does. They think it's a massage. So can you explain my listening audience, what's the difference between having a massage and a chiropractor?
Well, massage addresses strictly the muscle spasms and muscle tightness, okay? What it does, it increases circulation to the muscles and relaxes muscular tissue, which is... The biggest mass of our body is muscles. But what chiropractors do, muscles don't have a mind of their own. They don't decide one day to go into spasm and become tight. They have to be told by the nerves, oh, a nerve is irritated, then muscle is tight. So what chiropractors do, our bodies have structure. And the spine is very complicated. It consists of pulleys and joints and openings where the nerves come out of. It's a very complicated, intricately moving structure which bears a lot of weight of our body and our muscle contraction. So what happens with the spine, it gets hung up and gets locked up in unfavorable positions where the bones begin to interfere with the way nerves move the electrical impulses. To the same muscles, to the heart, to our liver, to our stomach, and those impulses which are supposed to carry a certain amount of information, they get corrupted. So instead of, let's say, for the muscle, for the stomach, for example, instead of stomach being rested, now receives information they have to produce acid all the time. Can it produce an ulcer? Possibly. Okay, so what chiropractors do, they find those areas of corruption and improper function, and we change it by manipulating, by changing the alignment of the joints. We improve the relationship between the body parts and the nerves and allow body to express itself more clearly without interference. And it's not painful, and it's very, very effective. I mean, most of people get off the table and say, oh, my God, I feel so loose. Some people say, I feel like I'm five feet taller than I was when I walked in. It's because what happens when you do this, there is immediate relaxation which happens. So there is decompression which occurs, and people feel looser, more energy, and lighter, basically. And, of course, pain goes away as well. So that's the difference between it's a complicated mechanical procedure which changes the way our body moves, basically, and aligned. And massage doesn't do that.
On average, how long usually is the service on average?
Well, it can be anywhere between 10 to minutes to half an hour, depending what needs to be done. In more severe situation, I've had a couple of cases, and especially one memorable one. They brought me a gentleman from construction site on a piece of plywood. He tried to lift something, blew his back, and couldn't get up. And they brought him, of course, it wasn't a 5 minute treatment, but in the end, there were about 30 minutes of treatment. The man was getting up, was able to get home, and we, of course, will be able to fix him completely after a period of time. So it depends on severity, of course. But anywhere, on the average, anywhere between 10 to 15 minutes. We also have massage in our office, so frequently treatment incorporates massage, so in which case it becomes a little longer. But anyway, between 15 minutes to half an hour.
Depending on the person's, symptoms, can their medical insurance cover this cost?
Yeah, I participate in most plans, and most plans cover it to one degree or another. With managed care, it's become much more difficult, so they limit frequently limit the amount of visits, but they'll usually cover the acute care, which is most frequent, and when it becomes less frequent, people have no problem basically carrying it themselves if it's necessary. But sometimes people come with headaches, and I can remove most non-complicated headaches very quickly in a matter of seconds or minutes, you know. So it's worth it, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I hear so many people, especially Americans, always, you know, complaining about they're unable to manage their weight. With the proper alignment and the manipulation of the, I guess, of the muscles or whatever, can you see a result in their weight loss?
Well, we do the weight loss with the help of nutrition and exercise. What chiropractic does for people who are overweight, it eliminates pain associated with it, like low back pain, knee pain, foot pain, all of this associated with carrying extra weight. By manipulating the joints, we allow them to have a more proportional distribution of weight, so there is no arthritis developing and destroying of the joint. At the same time, we work with the patient with a particular nutritional program to help him not just reduce weight, by do it in a way which allows them to change their lifestyle so they don't gain it back. Because all the diets have a big complication. You go on a diet, you know, and you celebrate it, and 3 months later, 4 months later, you're back where you were before because you got off the diet. So the idea here is to change. There is a way to change the way you eat so that results in the weight loss. And of course, lifestyle has a lot to do. Listen, if you were meant to sit in a chair from 9 to 5, you would be designed in the form of a chair, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
and that modern lifestyle lacks of motion. So the exercise is absolutely essential part of staying well, healthy.
I have another question. Before we move on, and I don't know why my computer just rebooted. I don't know what's happening. But my other question for you is this. Before I ask you another question, we start out the show by giving your name, but we didn't say the name of your practice, where your two locations. We can give that and how people can contact you. Can we do that now?
Yeah, sure. I have practice in the village, in Greenwich Village on 12th Street. The address is West 34 West 12th Street, which is between 5th and 6th Avenue. On 12th Street, right in the middle of the block, and the number here is 212-989-0850. Again, it's 212-989-0850. And my second practice is in Peekskill, Westchester, and number there is 914-739-7777. 914-739-7777. And, you call one of these numbers, you'll be able to get information when we're here. And we're very happy to help your audience to stay healthy and get healthy.
Absolutely. And you just like a regular doctor, you should make an appointment to see you. Not just walk off the street and come in. You should make an appointment. Your business card clearly states that you are a holistic doctor.
All right.
What's the difference between going to a holistic chiropractor versus a regular chiropractor?
Well, holistic chiropractor will incorporate a holistic principle of nutrition, exercise, relaxation, meditation, maybe even into practice so that you wind up with a whole body approach to the, you know, to wellness rather than, incremental, or there's your low back pain, you know, just here, take care of the low back pain. But there is usually, for example, one of the big reason why there is a back pain in people is because their feet are unsymmetrically degenerated. There is loss of arch. It's called pronation or flat-footedness. Or sometimes there is the opposite of this called supination, where the feet are rotated out too much. And what it does, it changes the way the body, low back carries weight, and it usually destroys knees, hips, and low back. And people can't understand why they get some treatment. The pain always keeps coming back. And the result is very frequently it relates to the way people walk. We fix that as well. That's a holistic principle, you know. You know, things happen for a reason, and finding that reason often is a key to solving the problem, so that doesn't come back. So it's there is more permanent resolution.
Let me ask you a question about that. If say for example, you know, you look at some people and you look at their shoes. I'm sure a shoemaker can testify on this, and you see that the person's weight is distributed differently based on looking at the heel of the shoe. Is that an indicator of that your weight is not distributed properly?
Yes. Usually people with flat feet will wear their shoes on outside so much more than a regular person because they have to compensate for the lack of arch by hitting the foot on outside too much. And what it creates a very slopping gait which does not absorb shocks. You know, majority of people who have a hip or knee replacements in the older years do so because their feet are broken down. So if you correct this, and we do that in our office, you can prevent serious arthritic changes in the future. So again, looking ahead is far more wise way to go than trying to then catch up and put artificial joints in your body.
Absolutely. So for my listeners, guys, look, if you're going to the shoemaker on a regular basis or you're wearing down your shoes too much, definitely come and see the doctor here and get realigned. Do you recommend products in your office, or are you just everything just strictly, or do you, I know some.
No,
like,
I mean, I spent 25 years learning about nutrition and finding the products which work, you know. So we do have some things which are helpful with reduction of inflammation, with the weight loss, with the supplemental for calcium, for digestion, which is very important. Part. We also, I try to involve myself in helping people to find a good mattress because sleeping is very important. Good type of, shoes to wear. And that's what holistic practice is. We try to impact positively as much as we can in the various spheres of people's life, which impacts their body. So, This is part of it, and been very successful over the years of helping people to keep healthy. You know.
Wow.
I have a woman who's still my patient, and she's a nurse. She started with me when I just started my few days in practice. She's been with me for 25 years.
Wow.
She followed me for every practice I ever went to, and they wanted to. Replace your knees and have a back surgery. None of this had happened. She is going strong, and she just recently retired, and she's been. And I have a number of people who've seen me for, 15, 20 years. Not because they're hurting, but because they're not.
Wow, that I like that. Not because they're hurting. But because they're not, that is absolutely phenomenal. And I think, as the time is up, so I think we should really end on that note. But I would like for you again to give your complete name, your locations, and your contact information so that my listeners can jot that information down. So everybody run, get a pen and a piece of paper, and this way they can come and make an appointment with you.
I appreciate your time very much. And anybody in your audience who have any questions, they're welcome to call me. And again, my numbers are in Manhattan, 212-989-0840. 212-989-0850. Again, 212-989-0850. And we're on the 12th Street in the Greenwich Village between 5th and 6th Avenue. And my number is Westchester in Pickskill is 914-739-7777. And my name is Dr. Ilya Simakovsky. And I'm looking forward to seeing those of you who desire help. And I appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Time. And anytime you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact me.
Thank you so much, Doctor. And hopefully in the future, we'll have you back on the show.
Anytime.
Excellent.
Thank
excellent.
You.
Thank you, and have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow, that was absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal information that was being shared. And I hope that each and every one of us have a clear understanding of what a chiropractor can do, and also why it's important for us to see a chiropractor. And like he said, it's not when you're sick, but when you're well. I love that. Before we call on Ms. Sandra Eagle, let me talk about, share with you, our friends of the Drive at 5 Live. Do you know about the new Jewels in Yonkers? It's Jewels by Elan. They are a must-see destination store in Westchester County. Ellen Edwards of Jewels by Elan has hosted many events in the store. Some recent events are Poetry Jam, charity events, in-store jewelry party, book signing, just to name a few. And guys, last week I told you about she was having the Divas Night Out. I went to that on Saturday. It was absolutely phenomenal. So if you wasn't there, you must make sure you be there the next time. All this is done with a Soho vibe. Ellen features a line she designs as well as some new and up-and-coming designers. It's a great place to shop and have a good conversation and perhaps a cup of tea or coffee. The low-key style makes browsing a pleasure. If you haven't stopped by yet, do yourself a favor and take a peek. You can call to make an appointment and schedule a shopping tour with friends. Visit the website at www.jewelsbyelan.com. That's Jewels by Elan. Or call 914-512-8578. That's 914-512-8578. And another friend of the Drive at 5 at Live is The Bear. Looking for someone to help you plan your up-and-coming wedding or event? Well, lay back and relax while The Bear does all the work for you. Imagine being able to enjoy your momentous day without the tedious planning that goes into it. You will work with a Le Bear event specialist who will help you plan your event from concept to completion. Get started today by contacting Le Bear via their website at www.lebearevents.com. That's www.lebearevents.com. With over 20 years of event planning experience, you can count on the expert guidance and advice to plan your special day. Come to Le Bear and you will never have to go anywhere else. Go to www.lebearevent.com for a free consultation today. Remember, Affairs by Le Bear as memories for life. And we have a treat also before we call Mrs. Eagle on. This Saturday, July 31st, there's going to be a Doctors to Doctors tour at the 1 Larkin Plaza Riverfront Library in Yonkers. That's 1 Larkin Plaza. And it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's a Doctors to Doctors tour. And in addition to that, they will be doing free screening for the entire family. This is a must-attend event. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we now hold on to your seat. We have Sandra Eagle, and she's going to share with us her services. Sandra, are you on the line? Hello, Sandra? Sandra? Hello? Are we talking to Sandra? She may have stepped away from her phone. So we'll give Sandra a few minutes to get back, because I see that she's there and her hand is raised. So she's waiting to be, I guess maybe she walked away. But while we're waiting for her, I'll tell you a little bit more about the doctor's tour. If you go to healthyandwealthyexpo.com.
Patricia, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. Oh,
hi.
I wonder if thought that you may have walked away. Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm glad you can hear me.
Oh, me too. I tell you, I can't wait. I have so many people I've been communicating with and telling them that you are going to be on the show and that you are, and all. I'm not even spoil the surprise. I'm going to let we just go through our normal thing that we do, and then they'll see as we move forward. But before we go on, Sandra, can you tell me a little bit about what you do and the name of your business, as well as your website, and how can people contact you?
Well, my name is Sandra Eagle, and the website is www.sandraeagle.com. And you just spell my last name like the bird, Eagle. And I'm a psychotherapist and a spiritually oriented psychotherapist. I'm a woman of faith, and I bring a lot of the practice, meditational practices and principles in the varying schools of consciousness, and kind of an evolutionary perspective to my work in psychotherapy.
And how long have you been doing this?
35 years. I've been doing it a long time, Patricia.
Wow, and that's phenomenal. I know that, you know, just judging from your communicating with you, judging on the stuff that I've read on you, you must be absolutely, absolutely phenomenal. You say you blend techniques from the spiritual conscious traditions with one from the psychotherapeutic tradition. What do you see as the distinction between those two approaches?
Well, the psychotherapeutic tradition, the difference lies in the handling of ego. The psychotherapeutic tradition is one that has developed, it's kind of the science and understanding of the ego and how it works. And psychotherapy helps people develop a strong, healthy ego. And you need a strong, healthy ego to navigate all the demands of life. And the spiritual tradition or the consciousness traditions, if you think of for a moment that we have a body that we have to attend to. We have to learn how to use this body. Do I belong in this body? We have a mind that goes from kind of a circular logic to developing reason, hopefully to developing some wisdom, and then as you move more into, not that these are linear, but as you move more into developing spiritually. And here's the difference between the psychotherapeutic tradition and the consciousness traditions. As you develop spiritually, it asks of you to relinquish the ego.
Wow.
So there are some things in life that are handled by a strong ego. You know, if you all the skills, everything we've ever learned is the ego. All the skills we've ever developed are, the domain of the ego. But there are things, but life is constantly changing, and certainly in these times we're in a lot of change. And so change can't really be handled by the ego, right? When we don't know what's coming next, when we're living with some uncertainty, and life always has uncertainty in it,
right.
Or loss or grief, or these are things that cannot, I'm speaking to you from my office right now.
Yes.
And Oh, you asked me that earlier. My office is in Greenwich, Connecticut, by the way. So we should get back to that by the end of the week. I only said the website. But I'm speaking to you from my office. I have two sons. They're not here. They're not in this room. And I feel their love, and I am supported by their love, and I am informed by their love, even though they're not in this room. Like the five senses are not what, you know, what allows me to experience love, right? There's a whole other level on which I experience love without the use of the five senses. I think I use other senses. I think we use other senses that we don't really have language for or talk about. But some of the most important things in life are not in the domain of the ego. They're not in the domain of what we have learned, love, hope, trust. You know, it's not in the, so aptitudes. You know, so so some things. You know, like if I've lost my job or lost my home. If I suddenly diagnosed, you know, and I don't know what the future holds, when I only use my ego as a resource, and the ego really doesn't have control over what's coming, but that's what the ego does. It tries to have control over that which it doesn't have control. And when you try and have control over that which you can't possibly have control over, it creates a state of stress. And the thing that keeps us healthy, physically anyway, the thing that keeps us healthy is our immune system. And the phenomena that compromises our immune system, that makes it malfunction, is stress. So we are not only physically unhealthy by continuing to turn to ego as our only source, but we're, you know, emotionally and mentally unhealthy. So in my practice, we, you know, hopefully there are a lot of techniques that help people develop a strong ego. But also there are techniques that are really about letting go of ego, dropping into your body and accessing a deeper wisdom. Because we are sourced by something greater than what we've learned. In fact, the first year of life, before we have words, so in that way, before we have thoughts as we know them, is the year that we grow at the greatest rate than any other year in life. So I hope that answers your question.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. I have a friend who was actually, we were talking about this today. He's into massage, and he went and studied with an individual in Philadelphia, and they did the cleansing of the aura, and he was talking about now he really wants to really get into meditation because he wants to be more in tune with himself and I guess his surrounding. And I think people are really unfamiliar with meditation. I think people just see people sitting on the corner or on the side of the room and just have their eyes closed. I don't think they really understand what it is, why they should do it, and how often they should do it, and what does it do for their well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain
that? Well, it turns out, actually, I think in embryology, they have learned that, you know, all healing and growth happens in stillness.
Mm-hmm.
And in different fields of science, they are learning the benefits of what comes to us in stillness. Kind of the zone that you talk about athletes getting into where, you know, they're just really making those baskets and they can't be thinking about that. If they were thinking, their time would be off. So they're fully alert, and yet they're coming from kind of a singular place, you know, a singular engagement. So when I say stillness, I really do mean the stilling of the thinking mind. Meditation is that practice of reaching the states of inspiration, peace, healing that happens, growth that happens in stillness. And people who are new to it do often feel like, oh, meditation, doesn't that mean you're sitting there doing nothing? And how could that possibly be helpful? But once people begin to practice it, they begin to notice a greater clarity of thinking, and just that your more inspired thoughts come from that moment. You know, sometimes you're handling an issue and you're worrying it and worrying it and worrying it, and you're not coming up with an answer, and suddenly you're on a walk or you're in the shower and you go, ah, got it, you know. And
yeah,
it was in a moment where you weren't thinking about it at all. You weren't thinking, you know,
absolutely.
In that moment you weren't thinking about it. You were just deeply relaxed, and so your inspiration could surface.
You know, I'm so glad you really pointed that out, because I know many of my listeners, including me, and I got my hands up, raising my hand. You know, we're running from point A, we're running to point B, and you know, we're almost like a little dog running around chasing our tails, trying to maintain a household, trying to maintain a job, trying to maintain clubs and associations in which we belong to, but we don't take that, like you said, that quiet time. I guess that's the time that you collect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's what meditation is all about, is it?
Yes. It's when you drop in and kind of give yourself a moment to access the information that's beyond your own mind chatter.
Mm.
And so things like, you know, you can learn certain skills for a job. You know, you can learn the skills to be a secretary or a bricklayer or a doctor or a lawyer. But what you're gifted at and what speaks to you is not something you can learn. So if you are gifted in the direction, in the qualities that are embodied by a nursing profession, and you become a nurse, you're going to be a really happy person. But if that's not really your calling, if it's not your aptitude, if it's not your gift, if it's not what lights you up, you can learn the skills of it, but it's not going to be a fulfilling life. So, you know, so the skills can be learned, but really accessing who am I, what am I here for, what am I here to contribute, what lights me up inside, what really feeds my spirit, those are questions to be held on the level of stillness, on the level of profound consideration, not on the level of ego. Mm-hmm. So, because there are things that exist inside you already, so it's more like opening to what is so inside you. Mm-hmm. So I thought we only, you know, we have limited time, but I thought I would like, if it's possible, to just walk everyone through one form of meditation. That's the other thing. There are so many different forms of meditation. You know, they're kind of like software applications. There are many ways you can apply meditation, and depending on what you're looking for. And there are many things that are, I mean, I've been calling it meditation, but any of the, you know, mind-body healing techniques, you know, just so maybe consciousness techniques or I would like to I'd like to try and walk us through. This is going to be kind of a fast beat meditation, but this particular meditation, it comes from the Buddhist tradition, and it's called Tonglen, T-O-N-G-L-E-N. And again, there's a, you know, there's, excuse me?
Spell it again.
T-O-N-G-L-E-N. And it's really a very profound, somewhat complex form of meditation, and I'm going to really simplify it for your listeners.
Okay.
And for this context. So the first step in Tonglen is that you just take a moment to just bring up an image of something that's causing you some emotion. Mm-hmm. That's causing you some angst or some emotion. Hello?
For a second, yeah, for those people who are driving, just keep take a mental note of this. Don't do this in the car while you're driving. Okay, good. Okay.
Well, if you're driving, you can do these steps. Just don't close your eyes. you can still follow these steps. Just with your eyes open. If you're not in a safe place to close your eyes, do not close your eyes.
good precaution.
And actually, the first step in meditation, any kind of meditation, is to sit in a comfortable position with your back upright. The reason the request is to have your spine straight up is when you start lounging, you can fall asleep, or it's a discipline. Meditation is a discipline of, you know, taking charge of your mind rather than your thoughts having charge of you. So the first step is, if you could come, you know, if you just bring up an image of something that's causing some emotion in you, and I'm going to use, I just had a dear friend, the loss of a dear friend. So if you just bring up an image of something, and I'm going to use that because that's what I'm going through, but also because I think, even though my loss is of a dear friend, we're in a time where people are experiencing a lot of change, which means they're experiencing a lot of loss, whether it's the loss of their job, the loss of their income, the loss of their home, the loss of, their health, a friend, whatever. It's there's a lot of change going on, which means the loss of an earlier position and now not knowing what's coming. Whatever that image is, the first thing is to then notice what is the emotion? What is the emotion that I'm holding about it? So in my case, it would be kind of the, I think there's a sadness, but also maybe a sadness, but also maybe a scared feeling, you know, just a sadness and a scared feeling. So you identify the emotion, and then you kind of notice, where in your body are you holding it?
Hmm.
Where in your body are you holding it? Mm-hmm. So, by the way, do you have one, Patricia? Do you have an image? Do you have an image of something that's creating some emotion for you?
Yes, I also have a loss of a dear friend who lost her son last Sunday in a car accident.
Okay. All right. Okay. So for you, the emotion might be sadness and shock, you know, or I don't know, but you know, you just take a moment to notice what's the emotion you're holding, and then where in your body are you holding it? So I would say it's in my chest, and what's the sensation? What's the sensation? And I would say it's the heaviness in my chest. So do you have a sense, Patricia, where you're holding your emotion?
I think I'm holding it. I think the whole thing's like in my stomach area.
Okay, and what's the sensation?
I think a fullness. Fullness.
A fullness? Okay.
Hmm.
And did you say fullness?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So the emotion was your, what was your emotion?
It was definitely shock.
So you would be saying, I am holding shock in the fullness in my stomach. This shock I am holding in the fullness in my stomach. This shock, and I don't know if you're in a safe place to close your eyes, Patricia, but if you would close your eyes, and you would drop into that fullness in your stomach, and you're just saying, this shock I hold in the fullness of my stomach. So for all viewers, it would, you know, for me, it would be the sadness I'm holding and the heaviness in my chest, you know, the sad. So for your listeners, whatever the emotion is that you're holding in whatever part of your body, and you name it, and what the sensation is. So again, for Patricia, it's the shock I am holding in the fullness in my stomach. And so this is the first step of Tonglen. You're just breathing into this emotion I am holding in this place in my body, in this sensation. For me, it's this sadness I am holding in the heaviness of my chest. This sadness I am holding in the heaviness of my chest. Around this profound loss. And for you, it would be as well around this tragic loss. And so for your listeners, the emotion I am holding in this place in my body, in this sensation, around whatever the original image was, whatever the thing that's provoking it is. So let's just take a moment to do that. This sadness, just breathing into this sadness for me, this sadness I'm holding in this heaviness in my chest. And that's all you're doing is you're breathing, Patricia, for you. You're breathing into this shock I am holding in the fullness in my belly. Just breathing into this emotion you are holding in this place in your body, in this sensation, around. So the sadness I am holding and the heaviness of my chest around the loss of my friend. And when you feel like you've made room for that, and we're doing this quickly so it would take longer, you would just keep breathing into that, just making room for that. The second step in Tonglen is you spread your mind to imagine the millions of others who are holding, I'm going to do yours, Patricia, this same shock and the same fullness in their belly around the tragic loss of a child. And so you spread your mind to imagine, you know, all the parents who have lost children in fighting in our military, or all the mothers in Afghanistan, all the fathers in Iraq, or brothers or sisters or children of, or all the people who have, and all the people in hospitals who have gotten diagnosed, and all the people who have, the people, all the accidents that happen. You know, you just spread your mind to imagine the millions of others who share the same shock in the same fullness in their belly around the tragic loss of a child. And again, you just breathe and breathe and breathe and breathe until you feel like you've embraced the millions of others on the planet who share the same moment in their bodies. And then the third step in Tonglen, and again, I'm doing this very quickly, is may this shock be a path of opening my heart. And in Buddhist talk, opening the heart means letting all the, you know, the flow of divinity flow all through you, the energy flow all through you, be fully aware, fully present, fully robust for life, fully developing skillfulness. May this shock I hold in my, in the fullness of my belly be a path of opening my heart. And because you have already embraced millions of others on the planet who share that same shock, you say the next part of it would be, may this shock be a path of opening the heart for all of us. And it is, when done, breathed into each of those parts, it's a powerful meditation, because there's something about experiencing pain of any kind, shock, sadness, worry, loss, whatever it is, anxiety, pain of any kind, we tend to experience it as a reflection of a defect on my part. You know, I feel this way because I'm inadequate. I feel this way because I'm powerless, whatever. Well, when what Tonglen helps us do is, this pain is a reflection of the human condition. And may we all, rather than isolate into, you know, lower self-esteem, may we all step forward into the development of skillfulness around the things we need skill for in the human condition. May we feel connected with each other through that. There's so much more I have to say, but I know we've run out of time. I am Sandra Eagle, 203-629-3545, sandra@sandraeagle.com, and I practice in Greenwich, Connecticut. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Patricia. How'd that go with you?
It was phenomenal, much, much needed. I know it was such a great treat for everyone who's listening, and I hope to maybe have, in the future, to have you back on the show, because this was phenomenal.
Yes, well, you said you're changing to an hour format, so
no,
it's clear. It's clear I could easily fill up the hour with a such a. So, but thank you very much.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, dear. God bless.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was really, really, really a treat. That was actually our first interaction on the Blog Talk Radio, the Drive at 5 Live. And, thank you for your support every week. And, please go around and share this information with others. And if you like to view or listen to other shows, past shows, you can go to the website, which is the Blog Talk Radio / The Internet Chronicle, and you can go and you can listen to the past shows, and they're listed by date. And as you know, those who have been following, we've had some phenomenal guests on the show. And once again, we are sponsored by Artist International, which is a skincare reshaping as well as a wellness company. And I'd like to invite each and every one of you to the great city of Yonkers, if you're in the area, to the Doctors to Doctors Showcase presentation. And it's going to be this Saturday, July 31st, at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we're going to have medical doctors flying in from all over the country. And they're going to talk to the other doctors in the medical profession and share with them their stories and how they are using the Artist International products to heal their clients. In addition to that, increase their revenue by 40%. I mean, that is huge. And for those family members who are coming to hear, about the doctor's tour, they will be free health screening during that time. And they will be checking for free ear screening, free sinus draining kits will be given out, colon health free, will be home occult test kits will be given out, chiropractor back assessments, bone density tests, blood pressure, and much, much more. Again, that's taking place July 31st from 10 a.m. to 5. That is the Yonkers Riverfront Library, located at 1 Larkin Plaza, Yonkers, New York, 10701 is the zip code, and we hope to see you each there. Okay, well, that's our time for today, and again, thank you for your support, and please, continue to support the friends of the Drive at 5 Live, and we look forward to seeing you next week, and in the meanwhile, have a happy, safe, and healthy week. Good night, everyone.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. Yeah. KBS Media Demo.